Ram was banished to the forest for 14 years. He told Sita that you please stay here under the care of my mother and father, and I'll be back in 14 years. Sita said, I'm coming with you. He said, not possible. You're a princess. Your whole life you've lived in beautiful palaces. If you come with me, you'll be living on the ground under trees. You've wore the most beautiful silks. If you come with me, you'll be wearing the barks of trees. You've been eating the finest meals. In the forest, there's just raw herbs and whatever fruits we happen to find in the trees. And you've been protected on all sides. In the forest, there's snakes and there's scorpions and there's lions and there's tigers and there's all kinds of wicked people. Mosquitoes. And it's very cold in the winter and very hot in the summer. You have to stay home. Sita said, for me to be with you in hell would be like heaven. To be with you, to be without you in heaven would be worse than hell. This was her dedication. Ram was still trying to dissuade her. And ultimately she said, when I got married to you, my father made a promise that through hard and easy, through prosperity or poverty, I would be with you. Ram, you cannot make my father a liar. I'm coming with you. And she came. And she endured all those things on the basis of that dedication to each other. Now in India, every husband likes his wife to be like Sita, but very few husbands want to be like Ram. But it has to be both ways. What was Ram's faithfulness? What was his dedication? When Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, you all know the story? When Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, Ram, he was so beautiful and so handsome. There would have been millions of beautiful princesses who would have been loved to be his wife. But Ram searched through the forest for a year for Sita. And ultimately, for Sita's welfare, he fought an entire world war just to give happiness and protection to his wife. Now, this may seem extreme, but models are usually extreme. It's the principles that the two of them embodied that, according to the scriptures, are the direction they're giving to each other. This type of dedication based on the higher principle of devotion to God, devotion to each other, devotion to Dharma, and to be an example for humanity.